I'm here at the Northey Street Organic Markets here, Sunday morning. That's something the old man and I like to do when I come to town. And in front of one particular veggie and fruit stall is this A-frame board, and it's got a story on it called Perception. And it says, Washington DC Metro Station on a cold January morning in 2007. The man with a violin played six Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. During that time, approximately 2,000 people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. After 3 minutes, a middle-aged man noticed there was a musician playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds, and then hurried to meet his schedule. 4 minutes later, the violinist received his first dollar. A woman threw the money in the hat and, without stopping, continued to walk. 6 minutes, a young man leaned against the wall to listen to him, then looked at his watch and started to walk again. At 10 minutes, a three-year-old boy stopped, but his mother tugged him along hurriedly. The kid stopped to look at the violinist again, but the mother pushed hard and the child continued to walk, turning his head all the time. This action was repeated by several other children. Every parent, without exception, forced their children to move on quickly. At 45 minutes, the musician played continuously. Only six people stopped and listened for a short while. About 20 gave money, but continued to walk at their normal pace. The man collected a total of $32. After an hour, he finished playing and the silence took over. No one noticed. No one applauded. Nor was there any recognition. No one knew this, but the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the greatest musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written, with a violin valued at $3.5 million. 2 days before Joshua Bell sold out a theatre in Boston, where the seats averaged $200. This is a true story. Joshua Bell, playing incognito in the metro station, was organised by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, taste, and people's priorities. The questions raised are, in a commonplace environment, at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognise talent in an unexpected context? One conclusion reached from this experiment could be this. If we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world, playing some of the finest music ever written, with one of the most beautiful instruments ever made, how many other things are we missing? That's the story on the A-frame. And I just took a picture of it, and one of the things I noticed after I stopped and took a picture of it, and now that I'm standing here recording this, is that a whole lot of people who had just wandered by the A-frame all morning are now stopping and reading it. I think there's something to that.